Let's hear something about Srimati Radharani. So this is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it's from the Adi Lila chapter 4. And this whole chapter, there's so much about Srimati Radharani. Here's one little section. But first, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda Bolo.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya
Nityananda Bolo. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So Krishnadas Kaviraj writes as follows. Among the gopis, Srimati Radhika is the foremost. She surpasses all in beauty, in good qualities, in good fortune, and above all, in love. Just as Radha is dear to Lord Krishna, so her bathing place, what's that called? Radhakund, is dear to him. She alone is his most beloved of all the gopis. Now here's a verse from Krishna to Arjuna, but this is not the Bhagavad Gita. Listen. O Partha, in all the three planetary systems, this earth is especially fortunate, for on earth is the town of
Vrindavan.
And there the gopis are especially glorious because among them is my, among the gopis, Srimati Radharani. Continuing, all the other gopis help to increase the joy of Krishna's pastimes with Radharani. The gopis act as the instruments of Radha and Krishna's mutual enjoyment. And in the purport, it says the gopis are divided into five groups: Sakis, Nitya Sakis, Prana Sakis, Priya Sakis, and Paramapreshta Sakis. All right, let's continue. Radha is the most beloved consort of Krishna. She is the wealth of his life. Without her, the gopis cannot give him pleasure. Remember the night of the Rasa dance. Krishna disappeared from all the other gopis, but he left with
Radharani.
And it's mentioned in the same way. Radharani is the binding link of the Rasa dance, as it says here. Without Radharani, the other gopis cannot give Krishna pleasure. But when Radharani is there, then the gopis expand the pastimes. They make it more wonderful. But no Radharani, no good. Lord Krishna, the enemy of Kamsa, left aside the other gopis during the Rasa dance and took Srimati Radharani to his heart. For she is the helper of the Lord in realizing the essence of his desires. So I find this personally very nice. In other words, God is a person, and he also has desires, just as you have desires. So since God is a person, He has desires. And just like with you, either with your husband or your children or your wife or your friends, you realize your desires. So with Krishna, who does he realize his desires with? Srimati Radharani. This proves that God is a person. He's not impersonal. All right, let's continue. Lord Chaitanya appeared with the sentiment of Radha. He preached the Dharma of the age. What is the Dharma of the age? Hinduism? Sankirtan. Chanting of the holy name and pure love of God. So not some ism, not Christianity-ism, Muslim-ism, Buddha-ism, Hinduism, Trumpism. No. Holy name, love of God. That is the dharma of the age. In the mood of Srimati Radharani, Lord Chaitanya fulfilled his own desires. And this is the principal reason for his appearance. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, the embodiment of rasas. He is amorous love personified. What do we call amorous love personified in the material world? What personality is that? Kamadev, Cupid. But in the original Kamadev, even we chant, there is this Kama Gayatri Mantra, where Krishna is referred to as Ananga. He is the original Cupid, the new Cupid for Radharani and the gopis. Kleen Kama Devaya Vidmehe Pushpabanaya Dimihi Tanonanga Prachodayat. If you chant that mantra perfectly, you should realize Krishna. You have to chant it perfectly, yeah? No. I'm not allowed.
Can I have a recording of this lecture?
Yes, you can have a recording of this lecture. And it's also mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in the purport. And your father chants it every day, right? Sri Vallabh? Yes. But if you say to him, can I have these? He's going to say, no. Not allowed. You don't have access code. Yeah, but
there's not going to be like a boot.
No, there's no access code. First, get initiated first. Yeah, everybody wants easy way. Yeah, I know. See, you just read it. Yes. My dear friends, just see how Sri Krishna is enjoying the season of spring. With the gopis embracing each of his limbs, he is like amorous love personified. With his transcendental pastimes, he enlivens all the gopis and the entire creation with his soft, bluish, black arms and legs. So now we know what God looks like, which resemble blue lotus flowers. He has created a festival for Cupid. So soft, so Krishna's arms and legs are soft, bluish, black. Lord Chaitanya is the abode of rasa, and he himself tasted the sweetness in endless ways. Thus he initiated the Dharma for the age of Kali, and the devotees of Lord Chaitanya know all these truths. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.